At JCPenney, we make fashion count for everybody and everybody. Get pieces that fit and flatter at prices that feel good. Mix easy on cargos with breezy tops or polish your look with soft suiting. Step into JCPenney brands that get you, like St. John's Bay and Worthington, each in women's petite and plus sizes too. Guys, you're good to go in brands like Mutual Weave, J. Farrar, and Stafford. Style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
I don't know if Nada the Scribe, our friend Kanata Edwards, CBSSports.com, works on the Eye on College Basketball podcast, has thought about this. Also, some people apparently have confused him for Lenny Kravitz. my first introduction to Nada today was Nada tweeting out or commenting on a picture of Lenny Kravitz.
Hold on now.
He's 60 years old today. Happy birthday to Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah, exactly. He's 60 years old, and they said, what's stopping you from looking like that? And I just commented, I like carbs. I can't help myself.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It's pizza. It's either pizza or look like Lenny Kravitz. I choose pizza every time.
it's insane that he looks like he's about 25. That's all right. All right, so the college basketball tournament is well underway. The SEC is trash. The ACC so far is amazing, other than Virginia, who I believe we're kicking out of the league.
Well, or if they don't leave for the Big Ten first. Let's not forget about that part.
That is true. Jim Phillips is cutting a deal right now with Tony Petitti to take Virginia so they can claim that performance.
Absolutely, absolutely. The SEC is very, very, very underwhelming, especially when you consider the whole Oakland-Kentucky matchup yesterday, where I guess Kentucky forgot to defend, and then Cal didn't run any sets and basically left Reed Sheppard and Rob Dillingham to their own devices.
Figure it out.
About 38 of the 40 minutes. And then on top of that, decides to throw them all under the bus at the end of the press conference. And, oh, yeah, everybody's sick of John Calipari in Kentucky, it appears. So they may have to have a $33 million decision coming soon. Really, really.
Yeah, John Calipari is only going to leave Kentucky if John Calipari wants to leave Kentucky. I mean, he's not. He's going to stay there. And here's the thing. I said this a long time ago about Cal and Kentucky. Because look, everybody self-medicates, right? You explain away, and I'll just go back to I was in the interview room after the 1999 National Championship game when Duke was beaten by Connecticut. And there, when you look back at that team, there was no crime in losing to that Connecticut team. Just no crime at all. There were pros all over that team, which is fine. But Coach K comes out and says that we don't coach for championships, we coach for relationships. You were not there to strengthen your relationship with Corey Maggette. You were there to win a national championship. It didn't work out. Whatever. It happens. John Calipari, after losing, was, I think, maybe a Final Four game. It might have even been after a win, with the line that the real important thing is these guys will all be, you know, go in the NBA draft.
I do remember that conversation. He was like, draft day matters more than a Final Four.
It doesn't.
Something along the line.
It doesn't, because it doesn't matter to the people who ultimately pay your salary. So,
yeah,
they're all full of it.
They are, and that's the problem with this entire situation, is that this was probably the most modern Kentucky team in 4 or 5 years at this point.
Right.
And quite honestly, like, they led the league, they led the nation in 3-point percentage at 41%. They were modern, but at the same point, you could tell Cal really wasn't into it. And we also have to remember that I believe, and I'm pretty sure about this, Cal is 0 for this presidency in terms of leaving the first weekend. That's not necessarily a good thing.
No.
Especially when the election is coming up in about 6-7 months. when you go 0 for an entire presidency and leaving the first weekend at Kentucky, it is unacceptable considering the amount of money that goes into Kentucky basketball on a year-by-year basis. So if you're going to fail miserably at that, and have all these guys that eventually go on to have bigger careers, which brings another conversation about Cal and underutilizing his guards, but we don't have enough time for that. But at the same point, just if you are failing at that big of a deal, that like Mitch Barnhart at some point is going to have to really look at that $33 million and be like, this is untenable. We may have to pull the plug this summer.
Who can they get? Will Ashley Judd cut the check?
Hey, it's Adam Golden. I'm in studio with my friend Coach Pete DeRuiter with the Capital Financial Advisory Group. Is it ever too soon to seek out you and your expertise?
Really, there's no too soon. It's time to get serious. So if you're 50 or over, we call it the financial red zone. And that's when really it's time for you to take control of your money and make sure you have a firm on your side that's a fiduciary planning firm, which means they take your side at all times. Now, we'll do this for the next 10 of you who call. This is a $1,000 value, but I'm going to waive my planning fee to make sure you get your total retirement plan and you get on the right path for retirement.
Call 888-843-0013, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Yes. Like, again, they're all for this presidency.
Yeah, I know.
To the second. And remember, they're the ones that started the St. Peter's run when that happened.
That's right.
I had a host make peacock noises off of that loss.
that had to be Gary. It had to be Gary Parrish.
That absolutely yeah. Gary Parrish.
Nat Norlander would not make peacock noises. You couldn't get Nat Norlander to do that.
Well, he was there and he condoned it.
Right, but he was just admiring and enjoying the schadenfreude of all of it is probably what was happening.
But that's all Calipari's fault. You can't, right. So that when we talk about, is Ashley Judd going to cut a check to help pay that $33 million buyout? I would not be surprised if everybody in Big Blue Nation goes into the couch cushions, finds whatever they have. There may be a GoFundMe right now out of Lexington to get Cal out of there just because of how bad it's been and how toxic the entire situation is.
Yeah, the interesting thing is, and I said this a long, long time ago, this is before he won his first title, that I wonder how much Kentucky fan will put up with not, because the assumption was, man, we're going to win every year. And I understand why you would think that. With the pipeline of talent that was coming there, staying 1 year, going to the NBA. Duke has dealt with the same thing. Kentucky was just there first. I just wondered how long they would put up with, Sweet 16 and out or Elite 8 and out. And that was then. Now we are talking, as you point out, we are talking about a different time in the bracket where you say goodbye. And I think they could put up with Elite Eights and not going beyond that. But this is a totally different animal. You and I, when we speak, let's just say sometime next week or maybe the week of the Final Four. Whenever it is we get to that, we're going to discuss whether or not it is proper to think about a conference based on what they do in the tournament. Because I can understand both arguments. I completely joke about the SEC or the ACC, all of this now. But at the end, we'll be able to go back and maybe get a better sense. Because I've never bought this Mountain West, ACC, Big 12, all of that stuff. To me, is kind of it's interesting to listen to. But it's also maddening because there's so much... there's so many disingenuous points of view here. Everybody's got an agenda. I have an agenda when it comes to discussing the Atlantic Coast Conference. I am not afraid to admit that. I want the ACC to do well. But the truth is that, Virginia didn't belong. We could all agree on that. And based on their resume, Pitt and Wake didn't belong, even though I watched both of those teams play, and they were both light years better than Virginia.
So I would argue that because of, and we've had this conversation, so we get to take this conversation, these private conversations that me and you have, and bring them to the airwaves. You know I value body of work. You know I value challenging yourself. Virginia, at the very minimum, challenged themselves in the non-conference to earn their spot.
Agreed.
Now, did they fall apart and have they looked horrible? Had they looked horrible down the stretch? Absolutely. I can't argue with that. But I can't argue that they didn't belong.
Oh, I think you can argue that they didn't belong. I think here's the way I would look at it. If they had chosen St. John's ahead of Virginia or Oklahoma ahead of Virginia, nobody would have screamed based on what we watched Virginia do the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Nobody would have screamed they didn't. How did Virginia got robbed?
See, me personally, I would have said I would not have agreed with that because for me, if you are a high major team and you don't go out of your way to schedule difficult, and this is a larger college basketball landscape thing for me, because how many people care about opening day in college basketball anymore?
None.
Virtually nobody.
Yeah.
Why is that? Because we have a lot of scared coaches, some in this area, who have admitted now that maybe they scheduled a little scared. But there are a lot of people that will be allowed to schedule scared if you don't put emphasis on the non-con. And for me personally, I'd like to talk about college basketball in a glowing manner when it starts, not just in February when Duke Carolina hits, or not just in March when we get the conference tournaments. This is a holistic sport where every game should matter. That
right.
includes the non-con, that includes the conference games. So if you're going to tell me, do I have to pick between the team that hasn't been great, but also at the same point, scheduled somebody that actually can defend themselves, I'm gonna take that team, even if it is Virginia, and we hate to watch them, and they embarrass themselves up until the point where Colorado State last night did worse.
Obviously, it was contagious. I don't blame Colorado State. Virginia should have worn masks during the game, and that's
true.
And I think we would have avoided all that. All right, so that'll be we'll have that conversation in a broader sense. But let me ask you this: if you told Adam Silver at the beginning of the season that he was staring at a Lakers Warriors play-in game, he would have said what?
I welcome it, because the last Lakers-Warriors playing game legitimized the play-in. And also, at the same point, we may not be getting that, because when's the last time you looked at the Houston Rockets and where they are? They're only two games back.
Yeah, three in the loss column, there's not a lot of games left.
Yeah, but do you trust either one of those teams, Lakers or Warriors, to have the gas to continue in that 9 or 10 spot?
Rockets because have won 7 in a row. Yeah,
like, Houston's right there. Houston is right there. So I'm not sure we're going to get that. But either way, if you get Golden State Lakers, you get Lakers-Houston, you get Golden State-Houston, that's a win-win, because either way, you have a young team with Alperen Sengun, a Jalen Green that is figuring it out as he goes in the last little bit. And then you have Jabari Smith, and then you have Steph Curry over here, or you have LeBron James over here. And then they get to play the loser of the 7-8 game for the last spot to go get killed by most likely OKC. This is a win-win for everybody. The only issue Adam Silver may have right now is that the East isn't holding up their end of the bargain, as per usual post-2000.
Isn't Boston the best team still?
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Boston's the best team in the regular season.
Right.
We have discussions about later.
I do not trust them in the postseason.
And also, Miami's looking like they're getting healthy and they're going to be dangerous again. And that's the scary part, is that old friend Terry Rozier adds just enough to where if Tyler Hero ain't giving it to you, then you have Bam Adebayo. You have a lot. They have a lot of depth, and I do worry that we're going to see we might see Miami Denver again in the finals, and it'll go the same way, 4-1. But at the same point, because at this point, and I don't know about you, no one's beating Denver in a 7-game series at this point. No one.
You don't think the Knicks can beat the Nuggets in a 7-game series?
No. I don't think anyone can. I think there's...
He just didn't even react to that. He just said, no. I actually think the Knicks have a chance to get out of the East.
I think the Knicks have a chance to get out of the East.
Yeah.
I just don't think it matters.
Oh, I agree.
Jokic is a Terminator right now.
He is. The more difficult part for the Nuggets will be getting out of the West. I'm not
sure about that.
I love Oklahoma City. I've loved them all year.
The problem with Oklahoma City is they have not been there. Otherwise, right. I would absolutely agree with you. Because Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is most likely going to win the MVP.
He's awesome.
He's been a top two player. Jokic is just coasting right now, and depending on how much of a threat he considers you, his effort level basically rises and lowers with how much he considers you a threat. And for
good.
The Oklahoma City Thunder, he does that. So I just wonder if, like, the experience factor, and I really do worry about that second round matchup with whoever gets that out of that 4-5 matchup with them, where I'm not sure they have enough experience just yet to where they can do some damage to get to a Oklahoma City Denver Western Conference final. And I want to see those fireworks.
Well,
I think everybody wants to see those fireworks.
As we say goodbye to the scribe Kanata Edwards here on the Adam Gold Show. If Denver gets the number one seed and they have to deal with the Clippers in the second round, a healthy Clippers team could be an equalizer to the Nuggets, but there has to be a healthy Clippers team because they need Kawhi. They need fully operational Kawhi and Paul George and Russ and Harden to throw at them, because they can come at you a lot of different ways when they throw their best at you.
I worry about the pivot. Like, you telling me Mason Plumlee's got to guard Jokic for 20, 25 minutes? Good luck.
He can't guard him at all.
Exactly.
He can't guard him for 5 minutes.
That's the point.
That's a good point. All right, that's why we talk to you. Kanata Edwards, not a describe on Twitter. I appreciate your time, my man. Happy birthday to Lenny Kravitz.
Absolutely. I will talk to you soon, Mom.
Did you stress absolutely there because of the photograph?
Of course.
Absolutely. All right, man. I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you soon, bud.
All right. On Nada's timeline, there's a picture of Lenny Kravitz turning 60.
Yeah.
And you go, 60?
Right. It's ridiculous. He's in a time capsule.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.